The country's newest national park isn't like many of the others. It's surrounded by some of the largest industrial companies in the U.S. And while Indiana Dunes' new designation has drawn national attention, so have recent industrial spills in nearby Lake Michigan waterways. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel wonders, will the park's designation pressure industrial companies to clean up their act?
Walking along the park's west beach, you wouldn't expect to see a lot of tourists on a weekday afternoon. But since Indiana Dunes became a national park in February, its visitor center has seen more people than it has in any of the past 8 years. But just 6 months later, excess cyanide and ammonia leaked from a nearby steel facility owned by ArcelorMittal, killing about 3,000 fish and forcing one park beach to close temporarily. After that, some tourists weren't sure the dunes were safe. That affected businesses in the area, like Spring House Inn, a small, woodsy retreat at the edge of the park. Kara Howard manages the front desk.
We had a lot of cancellations on reservations, and we had a lot of people who were calling and inquiring about if everything was affected by the chemical spill here at the dunes.
Howard says the inn expects to book nearly all of its rooms on the weekends, but after the spill, it was only about half full.
Prior to them being a national park, if it was this chemical spill happened, there wouldn't have been as much attention on it because there's a lot of steel mills in this area, so these things do happen.
But it's not just tourism at risk when these spills happen. The dunes have some of the most diverse types of plants and animals in the U.S., including many vulnerable species. Now that the dunes are a national park, environmentalists say there's even more reason to protect it. Natalie Johnson is the executive director of the environmental group Save the Dunes. She says when the Port of Indiana was founded in the 1960s, it was supposed to show how you could have a sensitive ecosystem like the dunes alongside pollution-free industry.
And are we pollution-free? The answer is absolutely not.
The history of the Indiana Dunes is closely tied with industry. The reason the dunes even became a national lakeshore is because it was part of a compromise back in the 1960s to allow the creation of the Port of Indiana, where many of those steel mills are today. Some say industrial companies in the Great Lakes Basin are already working hard to be good stewards of the environment. Kay Nelson is the Environmental Affairs Director for the Northwest Indiana Forum, a regional economic development organization.
The discharge permits for any and all entities surrounding all five of the Great Lakes have much more stringent standards for their municipal and industrial discharge facilities than, say, the rest of the state of Indiana that does not discharge into Lake Michigan. So those limits are already very stringent.
But environmentalists say industry isn't doing enough. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, U.S. Steel and ArcelorMittal are among the top five companies for most toxic releases in Indiana since 2007. And per square mile, Indiana has the third highest toxic releases in the country. A parks advocacy group, the National Parks Conservation Association, says industrial air pollution, along with emissions from nearby Chicago, are likely having an effect on the plants and animals at the dunes. Colin Deverell is the NPCA's Midwest Program Manager.
Visitors to national parks expect a certain experience. You expect clean air, you expect clean water, you expect natural vistas.
And Deverell says there should be consequences for companies that pollute the park. Back when Indiana Dunes was just known as a national lakeshore, U.S. Steel spilled about 300 pounds of the cancer-causing chemical hexavalent chromium into the Burns waterway, which feeds into Lake Michigan. The EPA still hasn't finalized a consent decree, which means the company has yet to pay fines for harm caused by the spill.
But what's really needed is that added layer of vigilance, vigilance from people who come to national parks to say, we expect that clean air, we expect that clean water. So businesses, state and federal regulators, do your jobs and protect this place.
Two environmental groups say they'll sue ArcelorMittal if state and federal regulators don't hold the company accountable for its environmental violations. We could not get an interview with the Northwest Indiana industrial companies, U.S. Steel, BP, or ArcelorMittal. Some of the companies pointed to funding they've given to area conservation programs. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.